Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Do you know of anyone that has marriage problems? Do you know of anyone that is separated or divorced? If somebody is separated, going through divorce, I know those people need love. Hi, I'm Charlene Steinkamp. I want to turn to Luke 15 and read the parable of the lost son. That meant so much to me when my husband left. The Lord told me, I want you to love your husband as I love you, as the father that stood there waiting for his lost son to come home. This week is a special week in February. We talk about love and you see red everywhere and Valentine hearts. I pray that you will start thinking of how you can show love to your spouse, to your children, to your loved ones. But let's look what this father did for his lost son. Luke 15, verse 11. Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth and wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and he hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. But when he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. How many have loved ones that have become prodigals? Relationships are not as they should be. This week, let us start praying for loved ones. They need to repent to their Heavenly Father and get back with the Lord. Do you have someone that you love so very much, who is very unlovable at this very moment? This week, may we focus on loving someone that may be unlovable, that may be a prodigal. And let's continue on. But the father said to his servant, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. This is what we need to do for our spouses who have gone into the far country, whatever the situation. If the Lord is touching you today and he's telling you to love them unconditionally, hold on and believe that the Lord can go bring back that lost sheep. May we believe, as this father did, that he stood there with compassion waiting for his son, and they began to celebrate because what was lost was found. God heals hurting marriages.
Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.